KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is July 6th. I hope everybody had a good 4th. We had a good time. Went out and saw the fireworks. And, wow. Celebrating Independence Day while we have a dictator in the White House. Hey,
yeah, we had a great 4th. We were out at camp, and the kids had a great time out there fishing and everything. It was awesome.
Right. You were out there at the needs camp.
Yep,
very good.
We did.
Very good. Yeah, we actually bagged quite a few trout and threw those on the Facebook page, and I highly recommend that everybody go to my Facebook page and try to get friended if you can. Mark E. Kent, M-A-R-K-E, and that's the middle initial, Kent, K-E-N-T. We are streaming worldwide. You're listening to KCNR1460.com is the website address, and you can call in here at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. And we're going to have Mark Baird, I believe, on today from the Jefferson State guys. And quote of the day, the most sincere form of respect is actually listening to what another has to say. Bryant H. McGill, just in case you wanted to know.
Some people need to really listen to that quote.
Yeah.
They may get all...
You think?
I'm thinking so.
Yeah, we just had the guys from We the People, you know, they're talking about the Earth Firsters and the crybabies. They sit in the forest and wring their hands and gnash their teeth and hug the trees. And you got that, Bob? Is that... Yeah, here they are. This is Earth First. These are the guys that are in charge of the Earth First movement. They're sitting around in the forest.
Deep in the woods of North Carolina,
sobbing.
An extremist eco group called Earth First bewails the violation of American nature.
I want to mourn the loss of all the old growth trees I've seen. And tell them that we love them.
That is spooky.
And that we don't want them to die. That there are some people here who do care.
These aren't actors or anything.
No,
these are real people.
Oh,
my goodness.
But
sakes.
The people who want to retain their property rights and grow food and have ranches that feed people, those are the extremists, aren't they?
America. Yeah. I think we are deeply craving answers.
Deeply
I think that
craving.
We've lost our identity as we have evolved into technology and into industrialized society. Bring me to this cathedral. Bring me to those guys. Bring me to this rock that has the most incredible life. That makes me feel alive.
Or
I didn't know rocks were alive, but what do I know?
Or we can all just take LSD and sing.
Don't take rocks for granted.
I need to.
Well, somebody has to. There's so many of them. Oh.
I think they just found out they got some bad stuff.
This is what recreational pharmaceuticals will do to you.
They ate the mushrooms.
Yeah, it's like
the mushrooms out of the forest.
If you hug the trees, stay away from the mushrooms. Put down the mushrooms.
Yeah, and if they grow on the north side, give them up.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Right. Put down the mushrooms and let the little boy go. Okay.
Yeah.
So
run.
Boy. And after the mushrooms, I'm thinking like you're in the Land of Oz. Follow.
I think they're beyond the Land of Oz. You know.
And they say that people on the right are extremists. Hmm. Where do you find these guys? Where did they grow up on Junior's farm?
I don't think so because they think rocks are alive. So I don't think they grew up on a farm. So I mean, I'm not sure where they grew up.
I'm telling you, I've seen smarter people on Hee Haw. So, you know, I mean, gloom, despair, and agony. Bum, bum. There you have it. So anyway. Well, I guess that's a bang up start to the show. I feel like walking into the forest and hugging a tree and cutting it down with a chainsaw.
And just before that, we talked about catching fish. Oh man, we're in bad shape.
Hmm.
Those poor little fishies.
I guess when you split them with wedges, you're like an axe murderer. Anyway,
it's just out there.
My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, just in case you were wondering. And this is Sovereign Mind Radio, just in case you were wondering. And I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And we have Mark Baird on the line, just in case you were wondering.
Just in case you were
wondering. I'm just saying.
And just in case you were wondering, that was Bob Martin, our producer, our trusted producer, our soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Yeah.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, Mark. Good morning.
Happy 4th of July weekend.
Happy 4th. Everybody take a deep breath now. Kumbaya. No, never mind. We were streaming live. Okay,
we're back.
Just trying to isolate the computer noise. I think it's your computer.
Is it my computer?
Yeah.
It's usually mine.
Maybe you need to turn it down. No, it's turned down. I'm not sure why.
It's the feedback.
It's an electronic hum.
It's an electronic hum.
We usually have that problem. But anyhow.
Oh, there we go. We got it. It was
nice.
The power was too close to the microphone receiver there. Okay, so we're back in action here. So, do we have any news updates before we get Mark on the phone here? I mean,
there always is.
I mean, other than, you know, I mean, I got the one that really stuck out in my mind was that how much money that the president and company has spent on vacations. Obama has spent over $44,351,777 on vacations since they started their little world tour of, you know.
Wow.
So they're really worried about those little guys out there struggling.
They're worried about the people in the forest and the rocks.
They're worried about the folks out there that don't have a job.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, she's got an entourage that looks like something.
And all the homeless veterans out there that can't get any facilities, but the, yeah.
Yeah, and it's okay. You just release, you know, deserters for Taliban generals so they can bomb us again. Hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
Everything about this guy makes sense.
The whole government's making sense.
Everything makes sense. Let's see. We don't close our borders. You know, we spend more money than we have. We go on lavish vacations and spend millions and millions of dollars. We circumvent the Constitution on a regular basis with executive orders. You know, we use the IRS to attack people. The VA is, you know, in shambles, but we're going on vacations.
Well, it's important. They work very hard at what they do, and they really care. So they got to take a break and relax. You know,
you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
With that, we have
Mike. Take a deep breath.
We have Mark Baird on the phone about the state of Jefferson, and that, you know, whether they believe it or not, a state of Jefferson might be good. I mean, you know, maybe we could do something about people taking vacations and the debt and all of that. Are you there, Mark?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me this morning. How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're doing great in some aspects, but not in others. You know, when you stop and think about everything that's going on, not so good.
Yeah, the fun never stops. Another day in paradise, living the dream. Mark, how about you?
Well, like you said, just living the dream here. Oh, gosh. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me. I wake up every day with this Jefferson movement, and we run across the politicians. And notice I said politicians, not leaders. And these are guys, for example, the Shasta Board. These are politicians who have surrounded themselves with people who consistently don't expect very much of them. And they get exactly what they bargained for.
Well, you know, that's what they say the difference between a politician and a statesman is. A politician runs to the front of the parade and the statesman starts it. So that's what we have, is a bunch of guys that running the, now what we, you know, locally we have a bunch of guys that run to the front of the parade and tell us that there's no parade, when to disband and go home and you know, move along, there's nothing to see here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when we look at CARB, for example, CARB has raised fuel taxes. It's destroyed the trucking industry in California. It's made everyone's lives more expensive, more difficult, more onerous to contend with. It's changing regulatory environments all over the state. The gas tax is going to go up another 20 cents a gallon in January.
Yep.
And what do the politicians do? They write CARB a thank you note for not executing us today, but for waiting until next Wednesday, euphemistically.
Now, that was our local board of supervisors, who we know, love, and you know, care about. Is that who we're talking about?
That's the bunch right there.
Wow. And, you know, and I'm just looking at an article here from the Sacramento Bee that industrial groups stir opposition to cap and trade expansion that will lead to higher gas prices. And this is all this whole greenhouse CARB, a bunch of bull-loney. just.
Well, when you look at these carbon taxes on their face, and that's really the prime mover for Jefferson movement and to restore representation to rural Northern California. Taxes on carbon-based goods, and let's face it, all products on Earth have carbon as either their root, their base, one of their ingredients, or energy production, which is carbon-based in order to produce these products. So these taxes are the most onerous, torturous, cruel taxes any government can place upon its citizens, because who do they impact the most? People who are well off, really, yeah, I mean, gas being expensive hurts everyone, but they're still going to be able to buy it. But these taxes hurt the people who can least afford to pay them. And in Jerry Brown's Utopian Paradise, and the one apparently that the Shasta Board of Supervisors subscribes to as well, people in this environment are being taxed to death, and no one seems to want to do anything about it. Everybody's okay with that. Because carbon taxes attack everything you buy, and they attack everyone who buys things, and it's nothing but a sham.
Let's go to our first break, Mark, and then let's come back and let's talk a little bit more about the Board of Supervisors and what's happening there, and you can give us some updates on the state of Jefferson and so forth.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
You don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My illusions
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM. And still those voices
are calling from far. This is Carl and Linda Bob.
Yeah, we're living it up at the Hotel California. What a nice surprise we're getting here. Yeah, speaking of illegal immigration. Yeah, we're back, Sovereign Mind Radio. Good grief. I mean, it's just crazy out there, and you just can't hardly make any of this stuff up. It's just too much. You know, I'm looking at a couple articles here. You know, we got this. Did you know the State Department had its own Air Force? Yeah. And it's surprisingly big. This is from an article from The Week, and they're talking about how they have 100 helicopters and more than 30 fixed-wing aircrafts and deploy them all over the world. Really? It's like, did anybody know the U.S. State Department even had an Air Force?
Didn't know that, but it's not surprising. Yeah. I know they're moving a lot of military equipment during the night on the rails. I do know that because they wake me up.
Now, we also have a couple announcements to make on the geoengineering stuff. Evidently, they're on July 15th, Tuesday, at 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The Board of Supervisors are having, or at the Board of Supervisors chambers on the second floor of the Shasta County Administration building at 1450 Court Street. They're having a meeting on geoengineering. I haven't got all the details here in front of me. But there will be quite a few speakers there. I believe that there will be some keynote speakers, Matthew Sutton, Dane Wigington, Rosalind Peterson, Alan Buckman, Francis Mangles, Habib Rabib. He's a neurologist. All these people have got credentials. I mean, when Matthew Sutton is a chief executive officer for International Environmental Consulting. We know Dane Wigington, lead researcher for geoengineering watch.org, Rosalind Peterson, former USDA officer, California Skywatch, Alan Buckman, former USAF meteorologist, and former Cal Fish and Game biologist. That's Fish and Wildlife now, just in case you wanted to know. Francis Mangles, U.S. United States Forest Service biologist, 35 years. Habib Rabib, prominent Northern California neurologist. Jeff Nelson, former commercial airline pilot. So there's a bunch of guys out there. Russ Lazuka, former commercial airline pilot. Fred Meyer, former military pilot and flight instructor. Mark McCandlish, former defense industrial.
They got a lot.
Yeah, and then Arundel Spindelaeus is going to be there as a master herbalist and clinical herbalist at Northern California Herbal, 15 years experience. Yeah. Anyway, should be a big event, and we encourage everybody to get there and show your support for these guys because, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look up in the sky and see that they're doing something.
Right.
Just saying. Anyway, let's get back to Mark.
Yeah, we were going to talk about the Board of Supervisors. What happened at the last Board of Supervisors meeting with State of Jefferson?
Well, the last meeting, Supervisor Baugh placed the item on the agenda without being asked to do it. He claimed he was fulfilling a campaign promise, and he allowed 3 minutes of comment. The room was pretty full. There were, I don't quote me on the number because I can't remember exactly, but there were like, I think 47 people spoke, 43 in favor of the State of Jefferson and 3 or 4 against. And for various reasons, it's too crazy, it can't be done, it's too hard, things like that. Who will pay for the welfare if we have a free state, things like that. And then at the end of that, the supervisors read, at least I know Keogh read from a typed, pre-prepared statement, so obviously he hadn't listened. We handed them an 88-page financial breakdown on how the State of Jefferson would be viable and pay for itself. And they couldn't possibly have read it, although they said they did, as we only gave it to them 5 minutes before the meeting started. And then Keogh at the end read from a prepared typed statement saying, I don't want to spend any time on this. I make a motion that we not spend any more time on the State of Jefferson thing, and further, I make a motion that it will take at least a majority vote of the board to even bring this up again. So he not only stifled the conversation without any activity, but he also made it impossible or nearly impossible to reignite the conversation at a later date.
Well, I mean, and isn't there something, isn't that against the law, you know, to have done all that stuff under the Brown Act? That means that they had to have colluded without the full board membership there if these were all prepared statements?
Well, we're investigating Brown Act violations and political fair practices violations as well. It seemed like this was an agenda. It was definitely thought out ahead of time, at least on the part of a few of them, if not all of them. Bill Chappell was the one shining light. He was the one leader in the room as opposed to politician. And he was essentially shouted down and bullied off the pulpit. So now later, Keogh's reason for not doing it, well, this is just never going to happen, and I don't want to waste any time on it, and I don't want this board to waste any time on it. Now, he later said he voted no when actually he didn't vote no. He was the one that made the motion to vote no, because he claimed the State of Jefferson's goal is to cut police and fire out of the new state, which is a most ridiculous assumption. No matter where you live, you need firemen and you need policemen. But that was his story after the fact.
Well, it just seems to me that this old guard has got to go. I mean, you know, Les Baugh, you know, his campaign should be less is not more, because, you know, my understanding from conversations with he actually said that he was for the State of Jefferson on several occasions, and now all of a sudden he's not for it at all?
Well, apparently, once you're elected, it's all right to be a liar, because he did say he supported it. He said he planned to place it on the November ballot. He also claimed that if he planned to do it, he'd be successful at it. He made several statements in support of it. He wondered whether we'd be able to capture use of our natural resources. I showed him how we could. And, in fact, I'm still speaking with Supervisor Chappell about Shasta County reclaiming jurisdiction over forest products in the county. And but yet, then, when it came time for a vote, he votes no.
Yeah, it's just amazes me that these guys, you know, I just can't understand. I mean, what is this about money? I know, you know, there's some things coming out about banking for credits on carbon issues or something. I mean, what is going on here? And what do you think is going on here, Mark? I mean, why the sudden change of attitude?
Well, I think it's an agenda, first of all. I think there's a lot of money involved. Cap and trade is one of the worst regulatory schemes that ever hit California, because, once again, it attacks the people who can least afford to pay these taxes. And quite frankly, the governor says cap and trade isn't a tax, but can you imagine that any corporation that's having to purchase carbon credits isn't passing that cost along to consumers? I mean, has anybody looked at the price of milk in the last 3 months? It's almost $5 a gallon. Bread's almost $4 a loaf. All of those things are managed crises. They're not real. We don't have a natural resource emergency here. We have all the resources in the world, but we're simply not allowed to touch them. You're being taxed on every breath you take and every step you make, and the federal government has given the state permission to tax you for driving on federal highways because they admit that federal highway money, the Federal Highway Trust is broke. Caltrans will be broke. The state is broke. We're $1.1 trillion in debt and climbing, and yet status quo politicians think the only opportunity to stay afloat is stick with this agenda of tax and spend.
Well, I don't think they understand basic economics, Mark. I mean, because you're right. We have all the resources in the world. If we didn't have this over-regulation, this over-government, you know, over-burdensome government that's just, you know, got their heel on the back of our neck so we can't produce anything, you know, the other side of this is they're printing money in Washington or counterfeiting it like it's nobody's business. And this is all contributing to what I think is going to be a big crash. And it's not far away, if you ask me.
Well, I agree. And what they're doing in California, quite frankly, is they're forcing productive people and productive businesses to leave. Why would you, if you're mobile, why would you stay? Why would you want to stay in a place where you're not going to be allowed to keep any of your own money?
Yeah, and, you know, and can you blame them? I mean, this California used to be the land of opportunity. It was the golden state. And now what we're turning into is a microcosm of a communist state, you know, of the whole country. And, you know, between us and New York and, you know, a few other states, I'm not sure who's the worst, but it's all due to these democratic, you know, I'm going to just call a spade here. I mean, this is basic communism that they're pushing us into.
Yeah, I totally agree. But in addition to that, the progressive agenda and the obvious communistic tendencies of all of this, in addition to that, we have a government that's so interested in control that they've lost sight of the fact that they're supposed to serve the public. And that's what the state of Jefferson aims to change. We aim to form a government that represents the individuals contained within the government. Let's face it, the government was a contract instituted between people and an entity in order to protect their liberties. People created the government. We don't serve the government. The government is supposed to serve us, and we've forgotten that, and it's our own fault.
Well, I agree. And the state of Jefferson is, you know, the people that are supporting it are, you know, trying to push us towards those same principles of the Constitution, free markets, you know, smaller government and the whole nine yards. And if you look around the country, the states that are most closely following that template are doing the best economically as well.
Yes, they are, because private property works. Our founding fathers knew that. It's been shown time and time again. And all you have to do is look at the communist nations and the strictly socialist nations to see those failures. Economically, they're failures. Economically, communism is a failure everywhere on earth that's ever been tried. And the green movement and the environmental movement and the movement that the government of California subscribes to is nothing more than a thinly veiled socialist communist republic where the government owns everything and gives you permission to use some of it. Government doesn't have to own your property. All they have to do is control it.
It's the same thing, you know, because if they control it, then you don't have ownership. So
right.
I want to get to the tree huggers because, I mean, you know, we're talking about these guys and, you know, the communism and useful idiots. Did you hear the tree huggers? Do you think those guys are idiots or just useful idiots?
Oh, no, I think it's extremely intelligent to go out in the backyard and ask a rock what you should do with your life.
We got to go to a break, Mark. We'll be right back with some more stuff here.
This is KCNR 1460.
Well, I've been looking. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
A round of golf is awesome, but a round of golf for a good cause is even awesomer. Join the Salvation Army Shasta Regional Medical Center and KIXE for the 7th Annual 4 Kids Golf Tournament July 18th at Gold Hills Golf Club. Sign up as a team or as an individual while giving back to an organization that works tirelessly for our local community. You can register online at readingsalarmy.org. Sign up today and tee off for a good cause. The Salvation Army 4 Kids Golf Tournament sponsored by Lithia Toyota of Reading.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Hey folks, do you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
The fishing boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves aloud, the ghostman sails among the clouds, turns the rifles in the silver on the border. On my wall, the colors of the maps are on me.
We're back. Yeah, good stuff. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Community Radio for the state. The state.
The what?
The state.
The state.
As in the state of the union.
Kind of slipped there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes, we're back. We have Mark Baird on the phone.
We have Mark Baird on the line. We also have a caller on the line.
Yeah, we have Terry, I believe. Terry? You have a comment or a question?
Yeah, I've got a comment and then a question. First of all, hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark.
What's up?
You just got a quick thing to bring up. First of all, Les Baugh had asked us for finances, said that was one of his concerns. We did make an 88-page report, which was totally detailed by economists, the LAO report. You can't have a better source than saying how we're going to do than the state of California saying that our GDP would be 15%. Higher than New Mexico. We also had mentioned to him about a presentation. Every county we've gone to, with the exception of Glenn County, basically Glenn County just simply asked us for a declaration after attending two town halls and went ahead and signed that declaration 5-0. But every county, no matter who it is, has asked us for a presentation. And then they allow us to come back, and in the interim, they ask us for information. So we gave him those finances. Those finances were not read. There's no way they could have been. They were handed to him at 10 minutes to 9. It's 88 pages. It's what he requested. He knew about a presentation. I asked him just before the meeting, Pastor Baugh, our good pastor, I asked him about whether or not he was going to give us a presentation and why he had not. He said, that's the first I've heard of it. And I said, well, then you must have not listened to me in the several conversations we've had or Red Smith has had or even Mark Baird has had with you. My question for you, Mark, is that at the end of that meeting, Les Baugh had talked about lawsuits over federal land and that this would happen, and it seems that he was misinformed on the facts. Could you explain that to us, and I'll take my answer off the air.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Terry.
Okay. Lawsuits on federal land. What Terry, I think, is referring to is counties have a tremendous amount of power that they don't use. And one of those powers that they have is to declare a natural resource state of emergency due to catastrophic wildfire potential. And this goes back to that green agenda as well. Now, typically, what happens is, and the federal government knows this, the federal government has zero jurisdiction over public health and safety within a given county. So when the county government, the Board of Supervisors, declares a natural resource state of emergency due to the proximity of overfueled forests like we have now in California, I think we probably have 10 times as much fuel as these forests historically carry, then what they can do is they can direct the sheriff or some entity to entertain requests for proposal to log down to the federal forest management plan. Now, that plan has already been approved, already passed NEPA, already passed CEQA, it's already passed some court challenges. And then what happens is the county directs the logging operation on federal trust land down to the federal forest management plan that already exists, and you'll find businesses increase in their timber products for sale, and people are employed, and fire danger is reduced. Now, these counties typically never get sued over this because under the Equal Access to Justice Act, and most environmentalists are not environmentalists, they're attorneys trying to make a living, there is no money for them when they sue a county. EAJA says you only get your lawyer paid when you sue the federal government. So when a county asserts jurisdiction over federal forest land for fire danger, no one sues them because they know their lawyers aren't going to be paid, and it works.
Ah, that's very interesting. I didn't know that. That was one of the questions I had was, you know, being out talking with people, they're saying, oh, well, they can't, you know, go to the natural resource of logging the woods. And I didn't know the answer. So now we can educate the people out there on that.
Well, we've been lied to about everything. I mean, do you believe that the unemployment rate is 6.1% out there? Come on. I mean, these guys across the board have been lying to us about everything. Why would they not lie to us about that? And as this gets worse, I mean, if these people don't start getting voted out of office, then like you say, Mark, we deserve what we get.
Well, we do. This is our own fault. And I'm a big fan of personal responsibility. If we want to know who caused all of this, all we have to do is go look in the mirror. 27 million people in California could vote. In other words, they're of age, they're not felons, so on and so forth. Of those 27 million, 17 million registered to vote. And out of those 17 million, 3 million of them voted. And guess how many public employees we have? 2.6 million.
Yeah.
And I'll bet 90% of them vote because they know which side their bread's buttered on.
Yeah, that's
well,
for sure.
You know, if you could just, we got, you know, like 15 minutes left, and this show just flies by, so we never have enough time. But is there anything, what is the most important thing for you to get out there to these people, Mark? You know, you got the radio here, and it reaches a lot of people. What can you say that is the most important thing they need to know?
Number one, you need to show up. You need to stand up. You need to voice your opinion to your elected representative, no matter what that opinion is. I'm not a member of any political party, but I certainly have opinions. And I express those opinions to my elected representatives on a daily basis almost because of the state of Jefferson. So you need to email and you need to phone call these people and tell them what it is you want. You'd like a state where you have representation, and Shasta County deserves representation.
Yes,
the people of Shasta County deserve representation.
Well,
there's only one. There's only one plan out there to get it, and we've asked them all. If you got a better idea, tell us what it is. The only plan in existence to get more representation for the people of Shasta County and Siskiyou County and all the other Northern California counties is the state of Jefferson.
Well, I mean, it's really sad when you see how many people showed up there at that meeting and spoke. And, you know, out of the, you know, 40-some-odd people, only two or three were against it. The supervisors are definitely not listening, and it seems to me they've been, you know, there's a little bit of something going on with some money changing hands, or else why would they?
Well, you know, there was if he had a type statement to why he wasn't accepting even to, you know, look at the plan. That's what amazes me. It wasn't asked like they had to give anything up or cost anything, just to look.
I don't like to throw stones at anything, but something's wrong when you've got that many people that are for this and these guys just totally ignore it.
Well, they did ignore it, and they ignored it abjectly, and they were pretty overt about it. They didn't care what we had to say. They didn't even want to listen to what we had to say, and that was obvious because their statements were pre-prepared.
Right.
Some of them, I think, are just weak-minded. They're not leaders. They're just politicians, and they go with the flow. Some of them, there's another agenda. I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter because we're not finished. The beauty of Article 4, Section 3 is there are no rules. We can come back 25 times if we want to. It took Massachusetts three tries to get away. It took Maine three tries to get away from Massachusetts. So this isn't over, not by a long shot. And we have a presentation and a vote for Sutter County Board on Tuesday. We're going to Lake County on Thursday for a presentation. Placer County is organizing town halls in Lake Tahoe and in Auburn. And Nevada County is organizing town halls. We're talking to Sierra, Plumas, Lassen, Lake. We have a committee starting in Colusa. This isn't over, not by a long shot.
Right. Before we get off track, I know you guys have been talking about the 88-page financials. And when I was talking to people over the weekend and stuff, they're asking, where can they go and get that information?
I believe the financial study is on the website, jeffersondeclaration.net, and if it's not on the website, I'll see that it's put on the website.
Okay, that would be great, because they had a lot of concerns about that. They wanted to look at it and be able to educate themselves to how that might look like.
Now, were there any prior conversations with, say, Modi, for example? Because according to him, he had all the information and went through it all.
Yeah, he did say that.
I don't know, maybe he's a member of Evelyn's speed reading school or something, but, you know, I mean, I don't think you could digest that in a matter of a few minutes.
Well,
you know.
He said he went on YouTube or something and he watched a video.
Yep.
So that was all he needed to know, and he also said that he was for representation at the state level. He's just not for splitting the state, you know. So he's talking about Reynolds versus Sims, I'm assuming.
He is talking about Reynolds versus Sims, and he said he would favor overturning Reynolds versus Sims. But how does he think that's going to happen unless there's a cause of action with standing? In other words, there has to be harm. There has to be standing. And the standing was the Jefferson Declaration. That's how Shasta County would have gained standing, which they now don't have. The harm is lack of representation, and the remedy is easy, more representation.
So do you,
now, we
so,
think that's going to take the form of our own state, because adequate representation in California would give California 1,600 assembly people and 1,500 senators. Adequate representation in Jefferson would be 68 assembly people and 15 senators.
So he's just mouthing the words is what it sounds like. So he's, again, you know, he wants to let everybody know that's voting for him that he does believe in representation.
You know, another thing we need to bring up is that Christians have values, and we should have values. That's what Christ stood for. He stood for certain things. And in fact, he died for those things, and he died for us. But Christians do not vote. I don't know why, but they don't. And what we need to do is we need to not only stand up for our values, but we need to vote for those values as well. Because what good is the rhetoric without action? You can say that you believe in anything you want, but if you don't take any direct action, what good is that belief? It's absolutely meaningless.
Well,
it's time for us to do something. Like you said, we have to do it. It's time for us to get off the couch and do it. We can't wait for somebody else to do it.
Well, I guess I guess if we're going to get fed to the lions, we should just file into the arena without fighting back. Or is that what we should do?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of all the talk. It's time for action. It's time for people to stand up for what they believe in, and it's time for them to make sure that their elected representatives know there will be a consequence for failing to act on the will of the people.
Well, you know, I think time is on our side.
I believe we have a caller on the line. We have Charles. Charles, do you have a question or a comment for Mark?
Well, you were talking about Earth First earlier. Are you still there?
Yeah,
yep, we're here, Charles.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Charles. We got a short amount of time left.
Yeah, and I was reminded of a couple things. One is that Earth First, if I'm not mistaken, was founded on the campus of Humboldt State University, and their big claim to fame back in the 1980s was that they spiked trees, and that when these trees would get into, for example, the Louisiana Pacific lumber mills in Arcata, as soon as a saw blade hit it, it was like, you know, giant-sized shrapnel.
Yeah, there was loggers getting hurt over that one.
All directions, and people were killed and maimed in those instances.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that back when they were doing that.
But they're not extremist. They're not an extremist organization at all. It's all the right wing guys.
They wouldn't hurt anything, not even a rock.
Oh, and the clip that you played of the Earth Firsters mourning over the death of their gods.
Yeah, I think it was the trees or the rocks or something. Yeah, not.
I was reminded of a biblical passage about the Gadarene demoniac.
You're going to
find it in Luke 8:26-40.
The Gadarene demoniac.
The guy who had 1,000 devils possessing him all at the same time.
Wow. Listen, we got the very little time, so I'm going to have to let you go, Charles, unless you got something more, because we got about 5 minutes, and I want Mark to be able to finish up here.
All right, I'll let you go.
Thanks, all right, thanks for calling in, Charles.
Mark, you there? Go ahead and the problem is with such short time frames here, we've only got so much time, so give us all you got, man. Let's get it out there, because these people need to wake up.
Well, we just passed July 4th. 238 years, our forefathers gained liberty for us by sacrificing their lives, their treasure, and their sacred honor. The price of liberty was free to you and I. We didn't pay for it. Our fathers and our forefathers paid for it. The price of that liberty is eternal vigilance. We failed our children in that responsibility, but we can fix that. We can change that right now. And the state of Jefferson is our attempt to do that. And so what we have to do is we have to be willing to sacrifice. We have to be willing to do things in order to secure liberty for our posterity. And that's what the state of Jefferson represents, nothing more. This is about representation for all the people of Shasta County, not just Republicans. This is representation so that Shasta County can have its own state senator, so that when Shasta County needs something, they can ask for it and hope to get it. This is help for all people in every rural Northern California county. The time has come for 51.
Well, I mean, do you see the young people get involved out there as well? Because, I mean, that's who we need. They need to, you know, it seems to me that the economy is just getting worse and worse and worse and worse, and they've got to step up here a little bit too.
Well, one of our committee members, Red Smith and Caleb Brown, tell me that there are 80,000 people on our Facebook page. So for Les Baugh to say he has to speak for the people who aren't at the meeting, well, there are 80,000 young people signed up on Facebook that support the state of Jefferson. I'd say that's a pretty good voice.
Yeah, because what's the population here?
I don't know.
Shasta County.
I don't know.
Yeah.
90,000?
Something like that, 100,000. So, that's a good chunk. My point is it's a good chunk of people that were...
But they're not for it. You know, the other thing, too, is people can go to the Shasta Lantern. I think it's ShastaLantern.com, not the ShastaLantern.com, or go to Facebook on the Shasta Lantern, and that'll give you more information on how to get more information about the state of Jefferson and so forth, and get in contact with people and get involved out there in any place they can get a hold of you, Mark, so if they can need some directions.
Yeah, they can get a hold of me through jeffersondeclaration.net. There's an email address on there, right? Liz Bowen passes all of those along to me. So, you know, what we really need is we need action. Talk is cheap, everybody. Talk is cheap. Let's start emailing and calling these supervisors. Let's put them on the hot seat, and let's tell them what the people want their government to do for them. That's what this is about, representation.
Well, and like I say, I talked to one guy up in Best Buy, and he said, "Oh, he doesn't want to do any of this stuff because he's getting married." And I'm thinking, do you realize that what you're saying is just absolute lunacy? Because what do you think your job's going to do after a while if this whole thing goes down in flames and the dollar crashes and the stock market crashes? There's not going to be any jobs.
That's exactly right. We're trying to protect our lives, our livelihoods, our property, our rights to property, and liberty for our children. I can't think of anything that's more important than that, certainly not a rock or a tree.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, either that or we can just all go down by the river and sing Kumbaya around a rock.
That's okay.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, a rock has a wonderful life, I hear, but it's not a life I choose for myself or for my family.
I have to agree with that. And if we do the numbers game here, if everybody, tells a couple other people, and that 80,000 will grow. If we can, like with Facebook and get the information out there, like you say, Mark, I mean, how many people we can get involved is endless here right in the North State.
And you have a choice, really. You can be a dog chained to your master's table, and he'll flick a scrap off for you once in a while, and you'll learn to be happy with that. Most dogs are pretty reluctant to bite the hand that feeds them. Or you can stand up and you can demand liberty for yourself and for your children. Personally, in the words of Patrick Henry, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Yep. These are the times that try men's souls, that's for sure.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
It's time to draw the line in the sand.
Well, I see a lot of things on the horizon, a lot of good things, but a lot of bad things are coming down the pipe, and the people out there better wake up. They better quit listening to this mainstream media crap, because as far as the news goes, we're in recovery, everything's fine, we're moving right along. But the real deal is anybody that looks around can see that there's a real problem, and it's in multiple layers. And we got to start someplace. We got to start locally. And this is getting us another state that's going to start following the Constitution is just absolutely huge. I don't think there's any other plan at this point that's going to help us.
Well, there isn't even any other plan that's being talked about right now. We've asked everyone. We've asked Jim Nielsen and Doug LaMalfa, and we've asked them all. If you have a better idea, we even asked the supervisors, if you've got a better idea, let us know what it is and we'll help you. Their answer was they have nothing. The supervisor said, well, we should just keep on trying to get California to listen to us. Let it work for 50 years. Do they think it's going to work now?
Well, they don't. I don't think they really care, Mark. I think what they care about is they're sitting up there on their fat pensions, and multiple pensions in most cases, living on the government tit. And, basically, they don't really care about the rest of us is what I'm getting out of this thing. They want to give you the appearance, and they're good at these social events and the parties and shaking everybody's hands and kissing the babies. But when it comes right down to it, they could give a rat's behind, really, what's happening to the rest of us, I think.
Well, I think you're probably right about that. But once again, personal responsibility. Somebody voted for these guys. And
yep.
somebody could remove them from those chairs if they chose to vote differently.
Well,
and we can do it at the local level.
We proved in the city election that if you go down and you watch them count the votes, that you win.
I forget who it was. I think it might have been Joe Stalin. It doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes.
Yep, that was Joe Stalin.
That's
you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
that's
so
where we're at.
Yeah, eternal vigilance, that's the cost of liberty.
Yeah, and conversely, the opposite of that is eternal slavery, and you get to move to North Korea.
Doesn't sound like a plan for us.
The real unemployment rate in California is probably in excess of 20%.
Absolutely. We're out of time,
Mark.
Get you back here and have more of a conversation because there's too much to talk about.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. I'll talk to you guys later.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Mark. And I got to say it once again, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Stay tuned. Next week we have somebody, hopefully from Virginia, that'll show us how to do the door knocking and get out there and get the vote and change people's mind.
Very good. Thank you.
This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Mark Baird. Thank you, Mark Kent. Stand by for the Don Shulman Show. That's coming your way next here on Community Talk Radio for the North State, KCNR Shasta, Redding. It's 11 o'clock.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Texas Governor Rick Perry is calling on the Obama administration to do something to help stem the recent tide of illegal immigrant children crossing the U.S. border with Mexico.
The Constitution requires the United States to secure the border, and we're not doing that. We haven't done it for years, and we are paying a huge price.
Perry, a Republican, testified before Congress this past week about the problem, which he blames on the president's policies and efforts to achieve a comprehensive immigration reform bill without securing the border first. The Washington Post is reporting that when the National Security Agency intercepted online accounts of legally targeted foreigners over a four-year period, it also collected the conversations of nine times as many ordinary internet users, both Americans and foreigners who weren't targeted for anything at all. Post reports the intercepted messages did contain material of considerable value.